But there is identification, apparent identification of those people in Torah is
Roma. Ashida wal kufari Roma benahum tarahum rukran sujadan yabtahuna fadlam min Allah wa rizwana. This is the description.
Yes.
The description itself is timeless.
Fi wujuhim.
Asar. Wujuh.
Min asar sujud.
Yes.
But this description.
Sima hum fi wujuhim.
Yes.
So what?
I mean the apparently mark of the prostration.
No. It's not that gata which you are thinking of on the forehead.
That
No. That's what you want to understand?
Yes. I want to ask.
Is that all?
Yes, sir.
You are interested only in that gata?
No, sir. So the last point, sir. You have explained it.
Okay.
The last point.
The seema hum fi wujuhihim min asri sujood means a completely different thing. If that so-called gata should be taken as seema hum, then only those people would be pious who have that sign on their forehead. And most of those people, as we see them today, are the greatest culprits of the world of the time. You know, they are the rascals of the first water. And they're hypocrites. They wrong Islam in every way. They misappropriate other people's property. They commit crimes against poor, helpless, innocent people. And they tell lies in the name of the Holy Quran, in the name of Islam. And do everything wrong in the name of religion. Yet they have that gata, that sign on their face. So are these the people referred to? It's impossible. That seema is a completely different thing. That seema is not on the forehead. It is fi wujuhihim. Wujuh means the whole face. It shines with the inner beauty. That seema is a completely different phenomena. Which means that if you are truly noble within, signs appear upon your face, whether you are dark in color, or yellow, or red, or whatever be your complexion. There is something added to your bearing, that your face, which speaks of the hidden beauty that you have acquired, that nobility through submission to the will of Allah. So that seema is of two types. On the culprits and the corrupt people also some sort of seema appears. For instance, if you look at the face of a corrupt thanedar or a patwari who has all his wife indulged in misappropriating money to hook and crook and has been committing crimes against humanity, their faces are telltale faces. Immediately you set your eyes upon them, you know that all their lives they have led a life of corruption. And the truly pious people have a different face altogether. This is why many at the time of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam set their eyes upon him and believed in him. There was no partition between the two happening. To see him was to believe. And this is exactly what Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam has said about him in a more beautiful way. He doesn't say to see him, to know him is to believe. He says to know him is to love him. That is a step forward. So he said, agar khahi delili aashiqash baash, Muhammad hast burhan imam, peace be upon him. If you want to find out a supportive argument in his favor, I mean you are in search of some argument, some evidence in his favor, he is not one who stands in need of such argument. Only it is for you to set your eyes upon his face and begin to love him. The greatest evidence in favor of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is Muhammad himself, his personality. And when you look at the personality, then it will be irresistible personality for you. If you know him truly, you will obviously, positively and instantly fall in love with him. That is the message conveyed in that small couplet. It's so beautifully said and so forcefully said that even the most prominent enemies of Ahmadiyya had to give tribute to this couplet. For instance, Zafar Ali Khan. When he read it, he fell in love with this couplet. And he wrote it, publicly committed himself to this, that of all the praises that he had heard of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this was the greatest by Hazrat Masih Maud alaihi wasallam. And he had written it in Mansurabad on his mosque and some other verses of Masih Maud alaihi wasallam. That is seema. The inner quality enriches the whole personality and begins to seep through every pore of your being. And because face is the index of personality, so the Holy Quran mentions face, not the forehead, as the indication of the hidden personality. And it says, truth appears and overflows and appears on their faces. And everyone begins to know. This is Simahum, and this is again a timeless feature. All these characteristics which are described about this, the companions of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are timeless. Anyone, anywhere in the world, who appears to be in the company of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in characteristics, he would be covered by this verse.